Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Even on the best of days, stress can prevent us from being fully focused and doing our best work. And too much of it can lead to burnout, disengagement, more sick days, and strained relationships in the workplace. Headspace for Work is the enterprise-ready mindfulness program that leads to healthier organizations from the inside out. The proof is in the science. After a month of using Headspace, you and your teams can reduce stress by 32% and enjoy 14% greater focus. With Headspace for Work, you can build a custom program that fits your organization's needs and measures the impact you're making. Learn more about Headspace for Work today at headspace.com/work. Hey, everybody, I'm Lori Rudiman. Welcome to Punk Rock HR. Today is the last show of 2020, and you get me as your guest to talk about Pfizer. That's right. I'm going to talk about the global drug company, my former employer, and the place where I decided to end my career in human resources. Back in 2012, Mitt Romney made a statement that corporations are people. And at the time, I hated it because I love Barack Obama. But in retrospect, Mitt Romney is right. Companies are made up of people, good, bad, and indifferent. And just because you have a bad experience at one company doesn't mean that really reflects the company's sentiment or culture. When I worked at Pfizer, I was truly surrounded by people who made a big deal out of nothing, who fought constantly over things that were unimportant and unrelated to patient care and patient well-being, and really thought of themselves as performing at a very high level, but the output was very mediocre. But you know, I was mediocre too. It's not like I brought my best to work every single day. And instead of pursuing my ideas, being a leader, going back to school to get my MBA, or even launching my career as a writer sooner, I just stayed in that job because I thought, I don't need these people. I just need to collect a paycheck. Had I had the courage to fix my own employee experience, I would have made my life better and maybe the lives of other employees, but my department would have operated so much better, but instead I was just stuck in a state of learned helplessness. As the days turned into weeks and the weeks months and the months years, I sat in this job and grew increasingly disconnected from friends, colleagues, even from myself. I was depressed. I was isolated. I suffered from insomnia. And the only thing that soothed me was food. I don't want to pretend like food was any part of any answer. In fact, it made things a little bit more complicated. My colleagues thought I was about to have a baby all the time. I mean, that's how quickly the weight came on and where it all went. And beyond that, I was traveling all over and hustling across an airport or trying to catch a taxi. It was all increasingly complicated as my size and my endurance degraded. One night, I was at the airport in, I don't know, the middle of the country somewhere, waiting on another flight, and I had to eat dinner. So my choice was to drink a Pepsi and eat a bunch of Starburst and grab a copy of a trashy tabloid magazine. So I'm flipping the pages of this magazine, and I come across an article about Courtney Love. Now, you may know that name. She is the ex-wife of the lead singer of Nirvana. She is also a punk rocker herself, very gritty, the lead singer of a band called Hole. She had been in a downward descent for most of her life, and for a brief period, she was looking pretty trim, and the tabloid magazine that I was reading made an allegation that she went to Mexico and got weight loss surgery. I was like, oh my God, what's weight loss surgery? I'd never heard of it. But these are the days before Wi-Fi in the airport, so I had to board my connecting flight, disembark from that flight, get my rental car, drive to the hotel, plug my old Lenovo laptop into a modem cord, dial up the internet through a VPN, and then finally get to a very old version of Yahoo and WebMD and Wikipedia and Google lap band surgery. And this is what I write in my book. Thank goodness for Wikipedia and WebMD. I learned that a lap band is a medical device that wraps around your stomach and restricts the flow of food, causing you to lose weight slowly and steadily, or so the marketing materials claim. At the time, it was only available to morbidly obese people and Hollywood stars who could cheat the system and pay for medical tourism to Tijuana, Brazil, or Singapore. I was transfixed and thought, wow, money solves problems. And I wasn't wrong. Money might not bring you happiness in a traditional sense, but it gives you options and helps you solve problems. In fact, corporations know that the single most effective way to solve a problem is to throw money at it. They deny it, but it's true. Need help to implement change in management initiatives? Hire a team of experts. Did you lose a high-profile CEO? Get another one. Can't solve a manufacturing challenge? Get a consultant. Need insights on what your competition are doing? Pay for better data. Pfizer fired people around the world, but still spent cash to solve enterprise challenges. We spent money on renovating buildings to create open office environments. We spent money on management consultants who helped us navigate organizational changes. And we spent money on large compensation packages to attract talented executives who would otherwise flee a toxic environment like ours. When a company like Pfizer faces challenges, it reallocates the budget to maintain its dominance in the marketplace. Leaders don't have any issues about collecting their paychecks or investing in their pet projects. They don't wonder if a competitor like Novartis deserves more success this quarter. Businesses weigh the short-term costs against the long-term benefits of investing in themselves, and they spend money to make money. Do you know what this means? Companies put themselves first. If I wanted to fix work and my attitude toward it, I had to be like Pfizer and play a bigger, better game. I had to consider my long-term interests, invest in my future, and put myself first. The first thing I questioned was the story I told myself. Was I really stuck in this job? What benefits did I gain from continued employment? Could I make some short-term sacrifices and improve my long-term options? Was a career in the trenches of HR worth the physical and emotional toll on my body? What did I dream of doing with my life? And what could I do in 6 months to change? Sitting in that hotel room in the heartland of America, a bigger version of my life emerged. With a little money allocated to the proper expenditures, I could be anything I wanted to be. Rock star, runner, amateur athlete, business leader, or maybe even a real writer who publishes something more substantial than her blog. My bullshit job at Pfizer didn't have to be anything more than a blip on my resume, but it would take an external intervention of epic proportions to change my life and officially end my career at the world's largest global pharmaceutical company. That's when I decided to get a lap band in Mexico. We've almost made it through 2020, but it's never been more critical for businesses and HR leaders to address the mental well-being of their teams head on. Headspace for Work is the scientifically proven, enterprise-ready mindfulness program that leads to healthier organizations from the inside out. Help your team stress less, avoid burnout, and focus better throughout the day after using the custom program you develop with Headspace to fit your organization's needs. Learn about Headspace for Work today at headspace.com/work. It was really difficult for me to write honestly about this experience in Tijuana that I was about to have and what I learned from it. And I hope you're surprised and you're challenged by it. But going to Tijuana absolutely changed my life. I connected with my body and with my well-being after that surgery in a way that changed the course of history for me. I have kept this lesson from Pfizer at the forefront of my life. If there is something you want to do, if there is a change that needs to be made, the one way you can make it is through investment of your money, investment of your time, investment of your energy. If you want something bad enough, reallocate the budget of your life to go and get it. There are a lot of things that are currencies beyond money. There's time, there's attention, there's passion, there's interest. I mean, we're human beings. We only have a limited amount of space and time that we take up on this planet. Back then, when I worked at Pfizer, I had a dream of fixing work. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew that working in corporate HR was not the answer. And I just had a sense that if there was something I wanted to do great in this world, I needed to get a handle on my well-being. Well-being for me meant addressing my size and my health. I was going from antidepressant to antidepressant, trying to figure out what was wrong with my life. And what was really wrong was me. I hadn't been living a life according to my values. I wasn't achieving the goals that I had set forth. In fact, I wasn't really even thinking about goals. I was thinking about survival. And all of that negative activity was permanently changing my body, or at least it felt like it was permanently changing it. And no Weight Watchers program, no detox, no vegan diet was making a dent. And with a little money allocated to the proper expenditure, I fixed that component of my life. I really did. And I was able to start thinking about new and bigger challenges instead of how terrible I felt physically when I woke up in the morning. When I had that surgery in Tijuana, I came home and everything changed for me. My sleep got better. My cravings for sugar, salt, and fat disappeared. I was able to create rituals around food that weren't based on my job, but were based on me and my needs to fuel my body. Listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not even recommending weight loss surgery. You know your life. You know your body. You know what to do with it. But the problem for so many of us is that we're not doing it. We're not investing in ourselves. We're not putting ourselves first. And that's why I wanted to tell the story. Whatever it is, whether it's going on an epic vacation to detox from social media when the coronavirus is over, or if it's having a huge conversation with your family to really rethink boundaries, whatever it is, go find your version of Tijuana that reboots your life and gives you another chance at happiness. And then be like me, go back to your old life, examine it, look for culpability, look for your responsibility. And apologize to anybody who deserves it. I have reconnected with my colleagues at Pfizer over the past decade and explained myself and talked about who I am. But more importantly, who cares about that? I've listened to their stories and understood who they were and who they are now and why they did the things they did. And it's been the greatest, greatest experience of my life. I hope that the new year finds you safe and healthy. And I hope that 2021 brings you everything you're looking for. But you know, you're going to have to do some work. You are totally capable of changing your life within 6 months. I know it. I believe it. And you know where this is going. I'm betting on you that you can do it. Help your team be kind to their minds. Choose Headspace for Work for a happier, healthier work culture. Visit headspace.com/work to learn more.